And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Shouting every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
How we doing?
Dude, 1-0. Lads, it's Tottenham. Feeling good.
It's Tottenham. Woke up,
big
feeling
three.
Fine, though.
Big 3 points, sir. Big 3 points.
Huge win. Biggest win of the season.
I think everyone earmarked us to lose going in, and coming out with 3 points has me feeling good. Feeling good.
We beat the Harry Kane team without Harry Kane.
Yeah, that's that could be why we beat them. Who knows how Spurs look with Harry Kane in the side? We'll find out later in the season, huh?
Yeah, we definitely will. But let's hop into that lineup. We had De Gea, Bailly, Jones, Smalling, Valencia captain, Herrera and Matic in midfield with Young, Mickey, Rashford, and Lukaku. What were your thoughts?
I was pumped on the lineup. It's great to see Bailly back in. Herrera, Matic, you know, that's been kind of doing the job. I think that has been an issue for us in the past. We're really missing Pogba, but, you know, this team should do the job. You know, I thought Lukaku should get a goal. As long as the defense does their job, we'll get the win. That was kind of my thoughts.
Now, when you saw the lineup, did you think we were going to slot right into a back three?
I did not.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, so seeing the back three coming out at the start of the game was I was surprised. But like I said in the past, I think we're going to be playing the back three against sort of the top sides in the league, you know, that are going to be attacking us. And, you know, we want to be pinning the wing backs and getting forward and getting those crosses into Lukaku. And we had to change something because it wasn't working against Huddersfield.
No.
Right?
But it was, I mean, we don't want to get into the game too much, but I think it was effective in countering all their attacking threats.
Yeah,
having that back three,
and just to touch base, we did beat Swansea. So you know, coming down from the Huddersfield loss, we did rebound with a win, and you know, going with Tottenham at home, you know, we had to kind of gather all the wind in our sails because it was an important match,
huge match. You know, we went into the game tied with Tottenham at 20 points, right behind City, 5 points behind City. So this is to keep the pressure on the leaders and close the gap. You know, like, bring a little bit of a gap between us and Tottenham. So this is a huge win.
Yep, big time.
So
big
should
time.
We get in the first half?
Into the game, yeah.
So early, Lukaku gets the ball in the box, 10th minute. He has on the right side, probably should shoot it just at the net and hope for a rebound, and he ends up just like crossing it wide.
Yeah, tough.
Should have done more.
Yep.
Should have made more of it, but there'd be more chances in the game. Fast forward to the 12th minute. Rashford draws a free kick about 40 yards outside from the goal. He takes a nice, you know, swinging cross, and Lloris saves wide.
Yeah, no, that was a great shot from Rashford. He got over the wall, got to bounce right before the keeper. Might have been 50-50 if it was going to hit the post. Lloris with a great parry save. You know, the momentum was building. We were starting to get chances. We looked like the team that was out to win it. Obviously, Tottenham without Harry Kane away from home, they looked a little shaky. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, we got to put one of these away early. Otherwise, it's going to be one of those games.
Definitely. It had the feeling of that because we did really well in the first 15 minutes. And then I think they gained some more control in the second half of the first half. But it had a little bit of that feeling like we got to take advantage of these chances because we were creating some good chances at the beginning of the first half. And then we kind of slowed down a little bit in the first half. So we get in the 28th minute. It was actually Spurs at the ball. They crossed it into the box, and De Gea, should be a simple catch. Jones runs right into him. He drops the ball.
Yeah,
I think like Ali poked it to Sissoko, and Sissoko just rips it wide. But
no, he shanked it. I think the correct term is shank.
Shanked it wide.
Shanked it wide. Yeah, I thought this was going in the net. This looked like a miscommunication between the keeper and Smalling, you know, let me have it versus crash into me. And, you know, when you have that rebound go to Dele Alli in the box with the keeper kind of disoriented, I thought that would be a goal. I thought he'd actually turn around and shoot himself, but passing it to Sissoko was actually the better choice, yep. given I'm a Manchester United fan.
It's a better choice.
Sissoko can't keep it down.
I mean, that's a smart move because Sissoko is open, but hey, luckily he skied it.
Hey, no Kane, right? That's where it's coming in. Moving on, later in the half, Ashley Young actually got in with Dele Alli. He got really chippy there on the left-hand side, and it was good to see the English-on-English crime there. Dele Alli, Ashley Young, Lukaku came in, pushed Alli.
And Alli walked off.
Yeah, it looked like people weren't too big of a fan of Alli. You know, he's become...
He thinks he's hot shit. He hasn't won anything. You know,
he hasn't won anything.
He hasn't won anything. And Young made sure to remind him of that.
He has this big Sky advert out. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I think in England, if you're there, he's like... Everyone's pumping him up like he's the next big star, and you know he's kind of unproven given you know Harry Kane's kind of doing all the work, but Alli gets a lot of the credit.
He's a great player. He had a great season last year, scored a lot of goals, but they still haven't won shit, so it doesn't really matter. Literally anything.
So it was probably an exchange akin to that, where it was like you haven't won shit, you think you're hot shit, you know, type of thing. And Ashley Young's over the hump, so he's got to take a dig at the new upcoming English stars. Either way, it got the crowd into it. It seemed to me the game was kind of boiling up.
Oh, yeah.
The challenges got more intense this kind of clashing of heads, and that's what you want to see. Old school English football, every 50-50 matters.
It felt like it, though, didn't it? It was a hard-knuckle game. It felt like classic English football, classic.
And that's what I want to see. Even if we don't win, I want to see every ball contested. I want to see every player, you know, living and dying by the badge. I want to see them flying into those challenges, you know, really playing like they have their heart on their sleeve, similar to like the rumbling, tumbling Fellaini, who we haven't seen in a long time. He plays that way.
Oh, he does. He plays with his heart on his sleeve. You know exactly where he stands. Yeah. We need be good to have him back. Yeah. You know, it was good to see that from the players.
We're missing a lot of players. So,
this talk about like Harry Kane, we are missing more key players than Spurs are. And we went out and we did the job.
Yeah, we have more depth. That's the issue. But going in at half 0-0, how are you feeling?
It's because they didn't spend any money. they had no depth because they didn't add anyone in the summer.
Yeah, well, Tottenham's got a reputation and they got a new stadium.
Cheap,
coming,
baby. They're
so
cheap. That's the end of the half, anyway. So
going
in
half, what do you think? 0-0. What does Mourinho say? Any adjustments? Were you expecting any?
I think you would say Mickey was a little sloppy in the first half. I think Rashford lost the ball a couple times, but Rashford was trying.
I would say the only sub I could have seen was Mkhitaryan. It looks to me, as a fan watching the most recent games, he has lost a bit of form. And in those cases, I think you got to have another option. I don't know if Jesse is the option or Mata is the option. I'd prefer a Mata in that role because it seems the last three games he's played, he's been off. And it's like Rooney. Rooney would get off, and you just bench him for a game or two, and then you put him in, and he'd be great. And I think similar to last season, Mkhitaryan was terrible at the start, and then we brought him back, and he was better. He played great in the beginning of the season. Maybe give him a break and then, you know, let Mata do a job and then have him come back. It's just right now he's sloppy with the ball in the final third. He's not able to get the ball into Lukaku like he was, or Rashford. Like, he's the key
player.
He's the 10, right?
Well, part of it's no Pogba, right? Because he can't play the same style of football he can when he has Pogba in the team. But you're right. He hasn't played.
But he's done it without Pogba.
No, but when he was off that flying start, he had Pogba right behind him, give him the ball, shield him. Yeah, you know, it's like it was a different team that he was playing on. That being said, he could benefit from getting a little bench time, get that motivation.
Yeah, because Mata can do a job in there.
Jesse showed it. Swansea, he had two great goals, right? He can do a job. He plays a similar role. He's got the speed that Mata doesn't have.
I just don't think Jesse's ready for the
Spurs
these
game.
Type of games. No, the top, you know, the cities, the Chelsea's, I think that's more of a Mata.
But he was the sub we saw.
I know he was a sub we saw, and he didn't really do much.
Mickey actually played well in the second half, at least for like,
yeah,
much better than the first half.
I think Mata is a better player because it's all about getting Lukaku fed. It's all about feeding the players who are good to feed Lukaku or feeding Lukaku directly. And I don't think Lingard is a scorer. He's a take a defender on, you know, have a shot. He's not the look for the killer pass, whereas Mkhitaryan and Mata are. And that's why when you bring in Jesse for Mkhitaryan, it's not like for like, and it's really trying to just counter.
Yep.
you know.
Well, let's get in the second half.
Yeah.
Right, there's some good action. 54th minute. Mickey had a good run in the box. Beats his defender. Has a good shot at Lloris, who parries it. Rashford almost had the dunkaroo, but he got last
minute. I don't know how this did not go in. This was like
defense.
Incredible clear off the line. It looked like, you know, the classic goal where the keeper just parries it right in front. We get the rebound, but Rashford was a step behind.
But that was much better for Mickey, right? I mean, that's what you want to be doing, creating chances. We have poacher goal scorers in both Rashford and Lukaku. Just get a ball in net, get a deflection, and hopefully someone's there to clean it up.
Yep.
Because that works. Anyway, more of the same. We had a corner in the 65th minute, drop for Valencia, almost the same way it did with a goal against Everton, but just a little too much juice.
Yeah, a little too much juice. He wasn't able to keep it down. I thought that Lloris actually got a piece of it on replay. He actually didn't. It went over the net probably by like a yard, but you know, it looked like it was closer than it was from the angle. So
it did.
It very easily could have been the winner. Valencia's got to be practicing that shot on the training grounds, because we need that to go in.
Yeah, we need more of those.
Yeah, especially so you'd be able to tee it up from the top of the box. I'd like to see him, you know, take it and then cross it back across the goal. You know, Valencia seems to be shooting more than he is trying to get the killer cross into Lukaku. I think Ashley Young is better at distributing passing to the near post or getting that cross into Lukaku. I think Valencia is thinking shot now.
Which is okay, because he's not a great passer, but his passing's improved a little bit, I think, this year. I mean,
it has. I mean,
it's come.
You should take that shot. I mean, you could. That's a 50-50. You can take that
off
shot.
Off a corner.
But I'm just
off
saying,
a corner, you take that shot.
Lukaku is the guy you got to be targeting in the box, and I have a feeling Valencia is not targeting him as much as he should be.
Well, let's get into that. Yeah. So, 65th minute, right after the corner, we had some subs. Lingard came on for Mickey. Martial came on for Rashford. Two like-for-like subs. What were your thoughts? I mean, I was excited about both these subs.
I mean, this is a standard sub. It's, aside from Lingard getting in, this is newer. You know, he's
usually
starting
Mata,
to be
Mata, but Lingard scored a brace, so he's in form. He's in more form than
so,
Mata.
I say let him play, although, like I alluded to before, I don't necessarily think he's making the killer pass. I think he's got a finish, and, you know, we kind of saw his finishing capabilities at the end of the game, but, you know.
We also saw his finishing capabilities against Swansea.
Yeah,
those are two expert goals.
Dude, he's a League Cup finisher. No, that he
elite.
Can't.
He's elite in the league's cups.
Yeah, he's an elite League Cup goal scorer. Yeah, I'm not going to debate that. As far as Tottenham at home, you know, we can talk about it when we get there. But a 73rd minute.
73rd minute, Lukaku finally gets some space, like, makes some space for himself in the box, beats his defender, shoots wide, unfortunately. But it was good to see a little more gumption from Lukaku. We're just like, give me the ball. Give me the ball. I'm going to create some
space.
He's
feeding on table scraps. We're not feeding Lukaku at all. Like, the passes from Mickey didn't do the job. You know, Ashley Young got a few good crosses in the box. Those are actually more to Rashford. He never really got that good of an opportunity. You know, we have a great striker, and it's hard for him to create a solo without these passes coming in. And that's really the problem, because he's not getting it from Valencia on the right. And occasionally he's getting it from Young, but it's not really making it to his head.
No.
You know, and that's where we need it.
Well, I mean, that just makes me excited about the future when we get Pogba back and we have a different midfield unit stacked behind him, because he's going to get more of the ball. I mean, that's why he's been on a little bit of a drought in the last four games, because he's not getting any of the ball.
No, he's not. He's not, and he still looks like he is going to score. So, you know, we're doing good. And then 77th minute. Eriksen dinks it to Ali right in front of De Gea.
Best chance of the game.
I thought this should have been a goal. I thought it was going to be a goal, but thank God Ali shanks it. Might have been that shit-talking Ashley Young got it in his head, and
could
that's
be.
What caused him to...
But that was probably the best chance for Spurs in the whole
game. Any touch
and
it
would have
got in the net.
Yeah, I mean...
I thought it was an outside boot finish. He tried to hit on the top of his boot.
It looks like a classic Ali finish, right? He always... He's cold, you know, cool as a cucumber with those finishes usually, but got in his head. The occasion got into his head. Young might have gotten to his head. Fortunately for us, it's still 0-0.
Yep.
So we get into the 79th minute. Lingard has a cross. Lukaku does it well again. And he gets
just
a ton
like
of power
off
on
the
it.
Defenders.
Tons of power on it. Hit the post.
Dunks it on the post. Like, we need more of this. You know, it's not simple. Maybe we need to go back to the David Moyes strategy. It's literally just hit the ball to Lukaku. He's taller.
6 foot
he's
three
bigger.
Striker who's enormous.
He can, like, basically almost score from, you know, the... above the penalty spot. He has the amount of power he put on that header from nothing was incredible.
It was.
He's just not seeing enough of these types of chances. And if you watched Everton last season, when he scored all those goals, he was heading the ball into the net. They were crossing it in. He was dunking in the net, and we're not. That's not how we're playing, which I think is strange. It's difficult for Lukaku when he's not seeing a lot of these chances. And, you know, if we want to win, this is kind of how he's going to score.
You know? Yeah, well, that, I mean, when Pogba can't feature, we're going to be we have to resort to long balls.
And yeah, it's easy, Pogba's not playing right back or left back. He's not playing wing back, right? The wing backs are the people that are going to cross the ball into him. So, you know.
No, but he's also not getting the ball to the center of the pitch because there's no link up play between central midfield and our number 10 because Herrera can't do that job. Matic did that job better than Herrera's
doing.
So
if you don't have that link up, then where do the balls come from?
They come from the wing.
Right, but if we're not, if
we don't
right,
have good wings,
right,
so
right
like,
now,
that's never
going
to be an option. Right now, we have like really average wingbacks.
No, but I think last year was Zlatan. The issue was he wasn't getting those types of balls into him, and when we purchased Lukaku, us not getting these types of crosses and passes into Lukaku is why we're seeing kind of a slowdown in the offense that was kind of fit and firing at the beginning.
Especially
of the
when you don't have a giant Fellaini up there to hit the ball to, who can knock it down, win possession, and then give it to Lukaku.
Yep.
So now we've got no backup options.
Hey, so I'm sweating. It's the 80th minute. Then
starts with De Gea.
Dave saves.
Dave starts the play, right? 81st minute, long bomb past the halfway line. Lukaku does everything
off
right.
That big head.
Off that big old Lukaku head. He heads it off, and Martial is making the right run. Beats Dyer and dinks into the ground and over Lloris.
He kind of shanked it, hit it in the ground.
Didn't look like he shanked it. Oh, it looked like a mint Martial finish.
Yeah, it looked like a mint Martial finish. Wasn't. But upon the replay, he actually chunked it. That caused the ball to go over the ground.
And bounce over Lloris' leg.
Yeah, no, bounce over Vertonghen and then go over Lloris and into the net. It was a great finish. I think we did deserve it. I think the football gods, you know, when we have all the chances we did, you know, we're kind of have a tab there that needs to be paid, and that was that. Martial flies to the corner, and we're up 1-0. So, you know, I was buzzing at that point. We were singing that famous song.
Old Trafford was buzzing. The players were buzzing. Everyone looked like they really. It
was
pretty excited.
This
they scored
huge.
That goal.
We tie that game, and then you know, it's
a win for Spurs. If, you know, if they get a point at Old Trafford, the way they played,
without
the way
Harry
we
Kane,
played,
yeah.
No, we got to win.
And yeah. But more exciting, 90th minute, Lingard gets an amazing opportunity. He's basically one-on-one with the keeper. Eriksen comes to play defense, and he completely bungles
tracks
the
him
opportunity.
Down, does everything wrong, basically.
And, you know, this is kind of my my only critique of Lingard is he's sort of unpolished in these types of situations. He has not a great defender on him.
Not a defender.
He's not. I mean, like, yeah, Eriksen's center attacking midfielder, and he didn't take his time. He took a low probability shot. Probably should have cut back,
for Lukaku,
or brought it to the corner, waited for somebody else. I mean, as an experienced player, you're thinking it's the 90th minute. You know, if I'm not going to get a good opportunity, at least let's wait for a backup. Let's hold on to the possession of the ball in their final third. It seemed to me it was a little rash from him. He's obviously young.
He's 24. He's not that young to be making that kind of decision.
But he's a League Cup all-star, and this is kind of what separates him. So, you know, that's what maybe where Amata would come in. You'd like to see Amata in there instead of him, and that might make the difference there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – you would like to see better decision-making. I don't think Mata would have had that run because he couldn't have beat Eriksen on a foot race, but – you got to show better decision making. It's the 90th minute. You got a lead against Spurs at home. You hold up the ball, right?
Yeah.
Either hold up the ball or you got a better chance, but you don't like sky it. Give them the ball right back.
Yeah. You either cut it back and try to score, or you go to the corner and try to wait it out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Try to get a corner. Try to get a throw. Just like keep possession.
Yeah. But either way, you can't be doing.
But anyway,
can't be hitting that shot.
We had one more sub in like the 91st minute. Darmian came on for Young.
Darmian,
who Young played fantastically. Like one of the shout outs for man of the match. But anyway. That was full time. 3 points in the bag.
I was sweating it there at the end. You know,
a lot to sweat.
My heart was in my throat. I was nervous.
But it was a great win. It was a classic United win.
It was. Yeah, I would say. I wouldn't say classic. You know,
late goal, clean sheet at home. I mean, like.
Yeah. No. If you take those factors in consideration, yes, I would have to say I was more concerned than I used to be. About the win, even after we scored, we looked like, you know, there was a lot of pressure from Tottenham. But
they never had another chance. I mean, they never had another real chance.
Yeah.
after we scored. So,
but the reaction from, you know, all the press was that it wasn't a good game, that we didn't play well, United, and that, you know, we beat a team without Harry Kane. So it's funny how the narrative is kind of set that we didn't play well and we're not doing that great, even though we got 3 points at home against a great Tottenham side coming in. Everyone had written us off. So it's hard to please the press. I think Mourinho, when he does the shushing motion, he's kind of trolling everyone and everyone's going to write something
negative.
That's
all negative,
the media. You know?
That's
but,
the media, like, hey, shut up.
But what I saw was, I actually saw a good game. I saw a heated game. Possession was valued highly between both teams. They're both elite sides. I saw us creating a lot of high probability chances. You know, that's like to the goal line, crossing it back in front of net. Just didn't hit somebody right. The last finish wasn't there. I thought there was at least 6 clear-cut great chances. I thought we were the better side. I thought Tottenham didn't really do much with the ball because Harry Kane was missing. Song was MIA. Dele Alli, he got one great chance. Eriksen wasn't around. I thought it was a good game. And if you look at our team without the players we're missing,
no one talks about that.
Pogba, Fellaini, Rojo. It's like we are playing
Carrick.
Well.
No one talks about that, right?
Yeah.
They're missing Harry Kane. It's all we heard about. I was like, well, you beat Spurs without Harry Kane. No one's talking about the fact that we're missing like 3 key players that probably at least two of which would have featured. So when you're the biggest club in the world, when you're the biggest English club, you're
haters
always
gonna hate.
They are, because it's like, you know, it's never good enough for United. They win, they get slated, they lose, they get slated. Always hated, never ignored. Love Manchester United, baby. I mean, it's like, whatever. What are you going to do?
Hey,
we're winning.
Matters,
everyone else is hating.
Hey, just watch the replay of Jose Mourinho just shushing everyone. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. It doesn't matter. You lose to Huddersfield. You beat Swansea. You beat Spurs at home. We're back in business. That is the name of the game. Tottenham can talk all the smack they want. The journalists can love Pochettino as much as they want. We won the League Cup. They didn't. You know, we won the Europa Cup. They didn't. We are putting trophies in the cabinet. We are winning games. We are trying to win every competition we're in. And that is a great attitude to have. You know, I want us to win everything we try to play for. Because Definitely. In this day and age, it ain't easy to get silverware. You can ask the Arsenals.
And
you
Liverpool's.
Can ask the Tottenhams. You can ask the Liverpools.
You take what you can get. You take an EFL Cup. You take a Europa Cup.
And we're complaining that, you know, we're winning trophies. So it's like
Manchester United, baby. This is part of the game. You're always going to criticize from every side. So I have a lot to look forward to. You know, we got a big win against a good team. Even without Kane, they're a good team. And we got Pogba's coming back. Zlatan's coming back.
Yeah, and then on to Chelsea as well. So, yeah, you know, we have another big game. And another 3 points we need. So
away.
The City,
at the bridge.
Like I told you earlier, City is putting on that pace, and I think we need to be looking to win these games. There used to be a consensus in the league where you tie big teams away and you win at home and you're all good. And I think now it's a little different.
You need
to be winning.
We don't want to get into the Chelsea game yet, but
jumping in the stats, United 46% of the possession, Spurs 54%. They, like I said, they had more of the ball, didn't do much with it. Shots, we had 11, Spurs had 13. If you looked at where those were and how high they were above the net, I would say some of those weren't even in our stratosphere, so they shouldn't
count. Shots on target, I think we're all like from 40 yards out.
Yeah, shot on target, United 3, Spurs 4. So the stat sheet doesn't really tell the picture. I'm going to say that we looked have the more clear-cut chances, the more dangerous play inside the box.
Definitely.
Jumping to injuries, looks like Pogba is back in training. He's got a new haircut. Expected to feature against Chelsea. How do you feel? Do you think he should jump into Chelsea game? Or do you think he needs to be on the bench and then brought in? Traditionally, that's how you kind of deal with a big injury like this. You don't just put him to start.
I mean, depends on what's the status of Fellaini. Depends on is he fit enough to feature midweek versus Benfica, right at home. That's like a big game coming up on Tuesday. But like, if he can get some minutes, then maybe he can start. I don't know where he's at.
I mean, I think he's expected to play against Chelsea, not Benfica. I haven't heard anything about Benfica.
Well, I think he might come in as a sub for Benfica, get some game play, and then because that would be a big step up just to feature against Chelsea away. That's a big ask.
No, I do think it's a big ask. Last year we had Herrera, Mark.
Man, Mark Hazard, right?
Hazard, and that did the job. Maybe I I'm kind of mixed on having Pogba come back against Chelsea. I think he needs a tune-up. I think any player at this level needs a tune-up before you just jump into...
Which is why I think he should feature for Benfica, and I think he will.
Yeah. Well, it'll be exciting to see.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see him back on the side.
Zlatan, back in training. He did a few interviews this week. He said that he is good to go right now, but he's waiting for, you know, the perfect time where he's 110%, and, you know, he's ready for the environment, the speed of play, and the atmosphere. So I am extraordinarily excited to have Zlatan back. Hopefully before the end of the year, I think he's going to give it another, you know, month at least. He wants to be, he's really diligent, and he said essentially he doesn't want this 5 months to be for nothing. He wants to come back and show everyone like he's back, and that's, I respect that. It's his first long-term injury in his career, and he wants to make sure he's kind of crossed his T's and dotted his I's.
Hey, you're 35. You're coming back from your first major injury ever. It's not like recovery when you're 25. You know, it's like, we also don't need him right away because we have Lukaku.
Yeah, there's not a lot of pressure on him.
You know, so he acknowledged that in the interview. It's great. It'd be great to have him back because we're going to have a lot of games coming up. Fast and Furious in December. You know, in the holidays, they pack him in like every three days. So it's good that we have time to bring him back. I think he probably needs at least another month because you don't want to rush it. There's no reason to rush. We want him for the second half of the season because with him...
Champions League.
Oh, my God. We're going to be dangerous. Like, the two of them starting together. You have Lukaku on the bench. You have Zlatan on the bench. I mean, that's an incredible position.
I don't know.
Be.
I think Zlatan, he's going to come back and he's going to remind everyone who he is. I think a lot of the fans out there, Lukaku came in and, you know, we're all excited about Lukaku, but Zlatan is, you know, he is a different career. He is a different level, and the goals he was scoring last year and the points that we won that we shouldn't have was pretty unbelievable. And without Zlatan, you know, I don't think we win those trophies.
No way.
And, you know, he's a big loss to have him back. I think he's a giant.
Can't wait.
Moving on to the next injury, Rojo. He looks to be coming back as well. A couple weeks. He's going to be great. Like I said, left back, center back. Jones always get injured, so we need options. And, you know, he'd be great to work with Bailly. I think Bailly and Rojo were the number one center back pairing for Mourinho when everyone was healthy. That was the starting two. So it's interesting to see kind of when he comes back, where he's going to slot in, how he's going to play him. But
competition,
know,
right?
He'd be great in a back three as well.
He would, right? Because him,
on the left side.
Him, Bailly, and Jones would be a great back three.
Yep.
You know, that would be like a strong, menacing back three. How much better do the back three this week look with Bailly back in it, running around, making those ridiculous challenges? I mean, what a beast. He's such a beast.
If we could clone him.
Three of them. I'll take three of them in the back.
We take four. He's going to be injured. And then the last, Fellaini should be back for Chelsea. I never thought I'd be excited for Fellaini to come back from injury.
But he can make all the difference against Chelsea.
In the English Premier League, he can make all the difference. I think when you play a Real Madrid or a Barcelona, I don't think he's the guy in the middle of the field that's going to make the difference. I think when you play Huddersfield, play Chelsea away, he is going to make the difference because of the physicality in the English League. And we have missed him a lot, especially with all the other injuries in the middle of the field. So let's start getting everyone back and let's start making that run. Hopefully Chelsea falter, City falter.
They have to, right? City can't keep winning.
Yep.
They can't because no team does forever. So the thing is, like, hopefully we got our injuries out of the beginning and we still had a pretty good run of form even with the injuries. So,
well, hey, we're in the Champions League. We're in the English Premier League. So goes
we're second. We're
so
second
goes
in the
City.
League.
Here's a, you're not going to realize this. It's like as the Champions League goes deeper, as English Premier League goes deeper, it's hard to manage your team through all these fixtures, all these big games. So, like, if City's ahead of the league, they're going to take their eye off Champions League. If City starts taking the league, we're going to be just throwing the kitchen sink at Champions League. So it's kind of this dynamic where it's hard to play multiple competitions at the same time, and something's going to give. So I do think that there is going to be room. There's going to be daylight in the league, or there's going to be daylight in the Champions League as far as the resources we can commit to try to win the competition.
Definitely.
I think we're better aligned to focus on the Champions League because I think Mourinho and the team we have, it's really a cup team. The EPL is such a grind to win, and injuries are such a big factor that, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off this year, although Zlatan does say that we are going to, so.
I think we will. Hard to say. I think we might. I think it might be our year. I think with, like, a second super fit striker coming back, if he can score goals, if You have Lukaku and Zlatan scoring goals, along with Martial and Rashford providing assists and goals. It's like, that's a hard team to beat.
Yep.
It's a hard team to beat.
Yep. So let's get to City looks like the team to beat, though.
They do, but they're going to lose eventually.
Yeah. I'm
what happens when what happens when De Bruyne gets injured? You know,
I'm
they haven't had any injuries.
Hey,
so.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, day in and day out.
So Manchester United in the news. All right. So Manchester United are the only home team yet to concede a goal in the Europe top five, according to Optostat. So, and I think that streak goes back for like 34 games, basically a year. We haven't conceded a goal at home under Mourinho, which is kind of incredible. So it's really returning to the fortress of old.
Yeah, no, and Mourinho had this. He had this stat at Chelsea. He plays very well at home, gets the best out of his players. It's away that has been the issue, I would say, even under LVG.
Definitely.
Moyes' home was totally not an issue, but you know we've been playing better at home. It's really the away. The lesser competition away that's been
Moyes broke a lot of home records. Yeah, I think Moyes the one who we broke all these like records that we never lost to certain teams for like 50, 60 years, and those all fell under Moyes.
Yeah, but it's the lower competition away from home that is our kryptonite. That's been the killer for us. Those are the games you got to win.
Yeah,
everyone, Sir Alex knows.
Anyway, moving on. If Mourinho was managing Liverpool and playing the way he's doing, I wouldn't be happy, says Steve McManaman.
Whatever.
It's not even worth knowing, because this is what
Steve McBurger.
You know I'm so worse. You know I'm so sick of hearing these like old scouse losers being like, yeah, you know what? Like if I was like Klopp ain't doing shit for Liverpool. They look terrible. They look so average.
I mean, there's
playing winning.
We're 5 points behind City, so I mean
second in the league. Pochettino parked the bus against us.
This is all bogus, and this is all just punditry at its best. Results matter. Sir Alex won. He won. What do people win? I mean, remember what do people remember?
Titles.
They remember how many titles he won. They remember how many games he won. They don't remember like him pointing us out. Him like the extra time. They don't remember
him playing
like,
with eight defenders.
You know, like playing a terrible game away and then like getting a sloppy late goal and getting 3 points.
Questionable penalty. It's like all those ugly wins we used to get under Ferguson.
There were tons of criticism, but the best thing Ferguson did was never listen to it.
20
He never listened to it. And that's my problem. My problem with Mourinho is he's too sensitive to the criticism, where Ferguson, he would control the riffraff. And, you know, Liverpool can play however they want, but they ain't winning. So it's not a big deal to me. I'm not worried about Klopp. I think he's a great manager, but I think he's going to get fired at Liverpool. If they don't win and he doesn't buy, it's like, what are you doing, dude? They need results. So Liverpool, my heart goes out to you guys.
Not worried about Liverpool.
Yeah, no, it's...
still not worried about Liverpool.
Yeah, and I do... There's something to be said about United and the way we play and, you know, going for the win, but Mourinho's a certain type of manager. We knew who he was when we brought him in, and we knew away from home he might park the bus. But like I said earlier, in the Champions League, parking the bus against Real Madrid or Barcelona
would make
sense. That could help you win the Champions League. So I could see us winning a cup competition more than I can see us winning the league, because I think the new way to win the league is to win every game, because there's so much money in it, and that's the way Pep is going to play. He plays like Bayern Munich, where Bayern Munich goes to win every single game. Pep's going to try to win every single game. I don't necessarily think that was the way the EPL was. And at this pace, winning the league is going to be harder than it was. Now, I think Mourinho's style suits us for winning cup competitions because of the playing away from home, tight, playing at home, a little more open. And that's a great strategy.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It's like November 1st in a couple of days. So
yeah, don't listen to him.
It's a long, long. Yeah. Don't listen to any Scouse, former Scouse player, because they have no idea what they're talking about. Especially one who hasn't won. But anyway, I'm happy with the way Mourinho's playing. We went out to win against Tottenham. We won. You know, what are you going to do? Moving on. Jose Mourinho takes dig at Man United fans over lack of support at home for Lukaku, according to The Guardian. Sir, what do you think?
What do you mean?
Well,
we came up with this great chant. Doesn't like it.
It wasn't a great chant. It was a shit chant.
I mean,
it's an average chant.
Well, okay, whatever you want to call it. The fans come up with a chant. don't like the chant. Fans stop singing about it. I don't think it's that the fans aren't supporting Lukaku. I just think they haven't found the right song for Lukaku, and Lukaku's kind of hit a lull. So it's I would say it's a factor of the drama of the song, because like Zlatan came,
great song,
Martial, and then you sing it all day long,
great song.
Yeah, so the Martial
has got a great song now.
So like the Martial song gets sung more than any other song because it's a good song and he's playing.
And Zlatan probably
Zlatan
equally.
Song, if Zlatan was on the bench, that song would get sung.
It still gets sung more. He's not even like on the bench; it still gets sung.
So it has to do with how much the fans like the song, and so I think Mourinho is kind of calling out, "Hey guys, you know we need to be our hype man. We need some hype man for Lukaku." Yeah. And I get it. It's just finding that right song and right chemistry and balance. And you know, he hasn't been doing the job, so to speak, in the last couple of games. And our team has been hurting.
You got the assist for the winner.
Assist for the winner. But you can argue that you know he hasn't been finishing at the rate he used to or earlier in the season, and that there's been a lull in that factor. There's been a lull in form of the team, and from that respect, I could see how Mourinho would care, but I think he's just trying to rile the fans up. The fans are behind the team 110%. You go to every game, everyone's singing.
No, but home support and home noise has always been a recent issue for us, and I don't think it's going to get any better unless the club makes changes with the stadium, unless they institute safe standing sections and like make it a priority that they want to boost the atmosphere. When we sell the corporate soul to like selling match day packages as expensive as possible, you're giving up a certain amount of like ambiance that we've lost, right? So you could hear Spurs fans all game yesterday.
Yeah, no,
all game we could hear Spurs fans.
But if United went to play Spurs, you'd hear United fans. Yeah, I think that's a common theme in the English Premier League. And when the team's scoring and when they're flying high, you know, you heard the fans getting into it yesterday with the Ashley Young confrontation. You know, I think the fans are not the concern here. I think the form of the team is a concern.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can kind of win these critical games away from home, I would say they have the best support away from home. They play the worst away from home. I don't think Old Trafford's a problem. I think it's away from home that's the problem.
I think you're right. Let's move on. What did the big guy say?
So Zlatan said in an interview, he gave one with Henri. He said, "I came to finish what I started." And he kind of alluded to the EPL is the title he wants to win. Obviously, he wants to win the Champions League. He's never won in his career, which, you know, I think is kind of sad. But he's won every league, domestic league title he's played in. And I think that'd be huge for him to collect the English Premier League title. But hey, if we can send him off with a Champions League title or English Premier League title, I don't think he'd care. But he did say he's serious. He's hungry, and he's coming back to win. And I am very excited to see Zlatan back. I think our team is missing something of what he has, and that's confidence.
Yep.
He has the confidence to go out there and to win. We won games last year we shouldn't have won. He took the team on his back and scored from 35 yards, 40 yards, free kicks, penalties,
headers,
whatever it took. He got the job done. He is just all business, and we need more of that. You know, without Lukaku, without Pogba, you know, it's not as much of that. It's like you got to make a Mkhitaryan, things aren't going well. Not a lot of that. Mata disappearing late in the game.
You need someone who can grab the scruff of the neck. Grab the game by the scruff of the neck and score a goal when we need it. And we only have a couple of those players on our team, and we could use another
one. But we need him. We need Zlatan. You know, when you have Rashford, he's like, he's running around a lot, not a lot doing. And Martial doesn't really play well without the ball. You know, there's a lack of professionalism that Zlatan can make everyone around him better. Just like Pogba. Zlatan can make Pogba better.
No, he's just...
Zlatan can make Lukaku better.
He's just a...
Lukaku's not going to make...
No, he makes everybody better, you know? Because he's 35.
Yeah.
And he's won everything. He's won everything, and he's won everything everywhere.
He's the X Factor.
He's the most seasoned player on our team. He's won the most. He's been around the most. And he's got that grit, like that extra level of ego that we need just to push this team to a next level.
Yes, right? Exactly. We're missing the X factor.
The attitude. We need
that
attitude.
He can come back to this team. We can win the league. We can win the Champions League. I literally believe his confidence can take us that level.
Get a Ozil in January. Get a left back in January. It's like we can win.
Oh, let's talk about Ozil.
I take him all day. He scored.
Bug-eyed.
But those eyes allow him to pick out these radar passes.
Well, he's like a good example of this, where he goes out and plays for Germany, and he just lights out. for Arsenal, it's like on the day, depending on his mood. And, you know, it's similar. He has a similar kind of...
Not his mood. It's that team is like... That team that team has no soul.
No, of course they don't. That's the problem. But if he comes in to a Manchester United with Zlatan, Lukaku, Pogba's firing on all cylinders. Because like, have to admit, like, Pogba was just starting to hit his stride before he got injured. He doesn't even have the confidence. He goes out there with it, but he doesn't necessarily have it. Zlatan has it, right? So if you have Zlatan, and then he can bring the confidence to Lukaku, to
Martial,
Ozil,
Rashford,
Martial.
Ozil.
It's like we could be a world-beating
Matic.
Team. We could literally win, like I said, we can literally win the Champions League with those players. We could win the EPL with those players. It just has to do with the mental side.
Yep.
And does the ball bounce your way?
Yep.
But I want Ozil bad. Because after watching Mkhitaryan play, it's like he could use some competition. He's
definitely
not the starter there.
Definitely.
Mata doesn't do the job consistently enough. I think Ozil would just be like... Just floating the ball into Lukaku, just like
pretty.
That Eriksen did to Ali. That'd be like...
It'd be too pretty.
It'd be deadly.
It'd be too pretty.
Lukaku would just be having his choice, just teeing up,
he'd love
teeing
it.
Up the left
foot. Him and Zlatan, like, starting up front with Ozil behind him.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. It wouldn't be the fastest team, but it'd be effective.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'd be pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal. Looking forward to next match. We got Manchester United at home versus Benfica Tuesday, October 31st, last day of the month. 11:45 a.m. Pacific time. Looking to wrap up the group. And obviously we have Chelsea coming up on the weekend. What's your lineup? What are you thinking?
Ooh, I'm going to say we're going to go the same 4-3-2-1 that we're playing. I'm going to say Dave saves in net. Valencia. I can say Bailly. I'm going to say Smalling. I don't think Lindelof's going to get the start. I'm going to say Ashley Young. I'm going to call Pogba.
Pogba, start.
Pogba's coming back. Get him some game time. Modric. I hope he plays Mata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lukaku starts, right?
Yeah, I would give Lukaku.
Martial starts.
I give him Martial start as well, yeah.
So I think he's going to start some of the kids again. At least one of them.
Really?
Maybe. I think Twanzabi's going to start back three. With Lindelof and maybe Bailly, maybe Smalling, yeah. And then maybe like Darmian and who else we got? Maybe Young, maybe Luke Shaw, Herrera.
Luke Shaw, what do you mean, bro? They're not even on speaking terms. No way
apparently.
He's going to start.
You think Pogba's going
to
start?
I think this is Champions League. I think Mourinho wants the 3 points. I think this is a home game. He wants the 3 points.
I'm not saying we're going to go to lose. I'm
I
saying
can see,
like,
Twanzabe starting. He looked great.
Twanzabe looked great. He looked like the best defender on the field that day.
So
in Swansea.
You know, I do agree that maybe youth a chance, but I can see Lingard in there as well in my 11.
Instead of Mickey.
So, you know, I don't think we should be worried too much about Benfica. I think we really need to worry about Chelsea.
Let's wrap up the group. Let's wrap up Champions League. Get people that need games, some games. Like Twanzabe can use another game. Lindelof can use another game. Tomine, he looked good too. He looked tidy on the ball.
Yeah, well, you got to build up his confidence.
Of course.
You know?
But Swansea helped.
It's funny that you want to do that in the Champions League.
Yeah, but you're playing like one of the weaker teams from our group.
At home. Like, Lukaku's definitely going to get the start. I hope he gets a few goals. I hope Pogba comes in as a sub, gets some minutes after we're kind of up. I could see that. You know, my prediction would be sort of a 3-1, 3-0. I'm going to call 3-1. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to call it 2-0.
2-0?
2-0.
And then...
No goals at home.
We'll get another pod out after the Champions League game. But Chelsea, for me, is the real concern. I think with the group is already wrapped up. We've definitely qualified. So, you know, I think we can rest some players. But we do need to beat Chelsea away. We need all three
points.
I'd
like to rest Matic, you know. It'd be good to rest Matic.
Yeah, but Fellaini's not back yet, right?
Good to rest Valencia.
That's right. Just Chelsea, we need those 3 points.
Be good to rest Young, because Young is like now like a bang-on starter. Like one of the most important players on our team is actually Young, which is kind of incredible.
So here's a good question for you. What happens if Jose goes to Chelsea and parks the bus?
We're going to park the bus. Of course we are. He's going to line up the same way
we went
against Liverpool.
But do you understand we can't tie Chelsea?
Yes, you can. I don't know where you're getting this from. You can tie Chelsea. You can, of course, tie Chelsea away at Stamford Bridge. You cannot be expected to go there and get a win in October, or it's going to be November by then.
I think you can when you look at the way City's playing away from home.
I think I think when Chelsea
get beaten by City in Stamford Bridge and we go and tie them, and you're going to see the space between Chelsea, I mean between City and us in the table increase.
No, you
like that's when you're going to realize that we should have tried to beat Chelsea. I mean, I think this is what you're going to see.
If you watch the way Pep played against Chelsea away when they won that game 1-0 with a De Bruyne late goal, he lined up. He didn't like go for it the way they went against for like a Huddersfield. They were playing more defensive than I've seen them play all season. They stole a late goal at the end. So I think we're going to do the same thing. It's like you play defensively minded and you hope to steal a goal. You hope to get the win, but you want to be smart because you need to get at least a
point. I would argue, and based on the Liverpool, this is a good example. Who's better, Tottenham or Liverpool?
Tottenham.
Who do we play better against?
Tottenham.
So why do we play better against Tottenham than Liverpool? Because we set up
because we played at home.
We set up defensively at Tottenham and we looked terrible.
No, at Liverpool.
I mean, we set up defensively at Liverpool and we played terribly. We just went out to play Tottenham and we looked good. I think it's mentally we don't have the defensive play down.
I think
our first thought is don't lose the ball. It's like back to LVG, and then we make errors. It's just one of those things where for our players we don't have that mindset of just organized, defend. We're more of like a going forward, you know, footballing team. And when we get in that mindset, we looked atrocious at Liverpool. If Mickey makes a bad pass in the box against Tottenham, that's okay. If you make a bad pass in your own third, you know, those are the issues that we're having at Liverpool.
No, we weren't tidy on the ball. We were much better, much more convincing at Spurs. We were also much more dangerous looking, right? Through the back, we like looked much more threatening, right?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a big game. We'll break that down.
It's
later
away.
In the week,
I mean, it's like
we got to start winning.
It's fraught with overtones, right? His old team, Lukaku's old team, Chelsea's the defending champions. Okay. It's like,
but if you drop points at Huddersfield, you got to be able to make those back. And the only places you're gonna make those back against is gonna be against the top teams.
I want us to win, but you know we're gonna. He's gonna park his bus. We'll get into it. We'll get into later.
Yeah.
We'll save the pod. Anyway, going to the fan question. We got Darcy from the Bay Area. Happy birthday, girl. If you could take one player off of our rivals, who would it be?
Right now or just in general?
Right now. Current player, current rival.
So who's a rival?
Big Six.
I mean, I'm going to say our rival would be City.
No, we have...
Or Liverpool.
Any of like Chelsea, City, you know, Arsenal, Liverpool.
I would say that's top six, but our rival would be City or Liverpool if I would think about it.
Chelsea will always be a rival for me.
I think City, who would I take on City?
De Bruyne.
Claudio Bravo? No, I'm kidding. It's a tough one.
Claudio Bravo.
Bravo just jumped in on
a third string.
I don't want anyone from City. I think the most popular choice would be De Bruyne. I think if you look at the score sheet, you're going to have to say Aguero. My heart would kind of go with a David Silva, like a creative number 10. I'm going to say Aguero. I think he's proven great player, fast. He'd be great to play off of Lukaku. You know, it'd be an interesting link up. He's just clinical.
Yeah, I mean, you distilled this question down to City and Liverpool. I always count Chelsea in my rivalry just because, like, I've been a fan for, like, now 12, 13 years. That's, like, peak. It was, like, peak Chelsea United with Moscow and everything and all the times that we were going against them for the title. I have a special place in my heart
Chelsea. Ignoring the 100-year-plus history of Manchester United, yes.
Yeah, being near term. No, I know. What about City? I mean, guys.
Yeah.
Well, so I would pick Conte. As any player that we could have, because Conte is like arguably the best player in his position, at least in England, arguably in the world. He takes Herrera all day out of his job, you know, like yank him out. So if I could take anyone, and it had to be from City or Liverpool, it's going to be De Bruyne for me. You know, I like Conte because I think he'd fit really well in our team, and he'd pair up unbelievably well with Matic and Pogba.
Yeah, but De Bruyne
is so
man.
He's like,
and here's
so
the funny thing. He was on Chelsea.
I know.
And they let him go. Mourinho's
that's
like,
why
yeah.
Like,
that's what scares me about Mourinho and youth. He let him go. He was like, you're not good enough.
That's not a Mourinho
Even
thing.
When
that's
I
a
watched,
Chelsea thing.
I watched De Bruyne come on as a sub for Chelsea, and he looked good. I was like, why aren't they playing this kid? It didn't make any sense to me.
He was, you know, he's always better than Sherlock.
He went to the Bundesliga and was great, and they sold him to City. Thanks, Chelsea.
Sold us Lukaku. Yeah. They sold us Matic. They sold us Mata. It's like that team.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they have so many players on loan, and they just have so much money. It's insane. But, I mean, so do we. But, you know, I think we're doing a little better than Chelsea these days. So I'm worried about City. I'm glad Manchester is the best footballing city in England. It's taken a long time to get there.
Yep.
And the rivalry is in full swing. Pep Guardiola, I mean, huge manager, hates Mourinho. And, you know, Pep did
get hate each other.
Pep got the best of Mourinho in La Liga. And it looks like he's getting the best of him in the EPL right now. We'll see how the season plays out.
Too early.
Mourinho's just hot fire. You know, you see the way he reacts to the press, shushing the camera. You know, Pep is just winning and not saying a word. And I do appreciate that a little bit, but I do love our troll, Jose Mourinho. It's just sometimes he can't help himself. You know, he's just making so much money.
I mean, it's going to
be so good.
It's going to be a...
I think it's going to blow up. It's going
to be a thorn. You know, it will. But hopefully we win some stuff beforehand and he gets some good players to join us. But this shit is certainly going to blow up. It's like a matter of time.
I tweeted Ferguson,
like shushing the camera like that. Like it never would have happened.
I tweeted that photo out and it was, it's just hysterical. Him shushing everyone. I love it, Mourinho.
Well, stay tuned.
I can't complain if we pull down some silverware, but... thanks for listening, guys. It's been a great pod. We'll get one out this week after Champions League. And as always, we're kicking a blue.
Especially next weekend. Let's kick a blue.
Cheers.